Hello, Sylvia here. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about relocating the statue of John Fielding from the park to outside the town hall. The original town hall building had to be abandoned after work had begun on it as a result of the cotton famine, and the three Fielding brothers then bought the site and built the present town hall. I will now quote from an article in the Bradford and Calderdale Chamber of Commerce Journal of 1984. Soon after his death in 1849, it was decided to erect a memorial, which ultimately took the form of a statue to Mr. John Fielding. Mr. Fielding, who had been highly esteemed in Tomerton, his native town, was particularly mindful of the interests of the poorer classes. Consequent upon the passing of the Great Reform Act, Mr. Fielding was elected member for the Borough of Oldham, an office he continued to occupy until 1847. In Parliament, Mr. Fielding laboured assiduously for the benefit of the working classes. He agitated tirelessly for the 10 Hours Bill. He was at one point the parliamentary leader of the movement. He derived great satisfaction in seeing the measure placed on the statute book in 1847. It was chiefly because of his strenuous efforts in this field that the statue was commissioned as a fitting tribute to his memory. The bronze, slightly larger than life figure, which represents Mr. Fielding in a standing posture, with the thumb of his right hand inserted in the sleeve of his waistcoat, and in his left hand a scroll of paper, was executed in the year 1863 by Mr. J. H. Foley, R.A. Unfortunately, a suitable site for the statue was never agreed upon, and for many years it was stored in a warehouse. However, when plans for the new town hall were drawn up, a spot immediately outside the building was reserved for the memorial, and it was decided to unveil it on the same day as the handing over of the hall to the town. Todmordians looked forward with enthusiasm to the appointed day, and they took considerable pains to ensure that the proposed ceremonies would be conducted amidst the due pomp and pageantry demanded by such occasions. The streets were elaborately decorated, every place of business and almost every cottage displaying some flag or streamer. The decorations in the vicinity of the town hall were carried out with an unsparing hand, there being a number of triumphal arches of a substantial character. Unfortunately, the day's weather on Saturday, April the 3rd, 1875, could hardly have been worse. The report in the Yorkshire Post and Leeds Intelligencer stated that the morning was of a most boisterous character. A gale of wind blew, raising the dust and playing with banners in such a manner as to render passing through the streets difficult and dangerous. Shortly before noon, a large procession assembled in the centre of the town. It was headed by the magistracy, a local board and representatives of other public bodies. About 1,000 members of local friendly societies followed, and the rear was formed by young children. No fewer than 11 bands of music accompanied the parade, which took an hour to pass a given point as it wound its way through the principal streets of Tomerton to a spot outside the town hall. The rain had by now set in, and the huge assemblage presented a most dejected appearance. The Bradford Observer commented the scene was one which would give a Bradfordian a painful reminder of the opening of their town hall, an event which had occurred on September the 9th, 1873. The unveiling of the statue was performed by Lord John Manners, MP, who in his speech recalled the long struggle of the 10 Hours movement and the unwearied exertions of Mr. John Fielding, whose revered memory the memorial commemorated. His lordship confessed to being worn out in his old age, but he was thankful to have been spared to witness such a glorious day as this. He was not, of course, referring to the climate. The statue was placed on a pedestal of polished granite about 6 feet high, which had on it the following inscription. John Fielding, MP. The statue was raised by public subscription to him whose persevering efforts succeeded in obtaining the 10 hours bill. Royal assent, 8th of June, 1847. Born 17th of January, 1784. Died 29th of May, 1849. In 1890, the statue was removed to Fielding Square, and then in 1939, it was again moved to Centre Vale Park. Where now? Bye for now.